Musical highlights of the following program are broadcast by shortwave and Army expeditionary stations to our American soldiers all over the world.
Tick, tick, tock, 10 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 2 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 4 o'clock. Look at the clock and get a cold drop when you're hungry, thirsty, and tired.
Hello there. It's 10 to 4 time.
Starring Martha Mears, Bob Nolan, and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Don Ford.
And the Tune Twirlers. Brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by your nearby bottler of Dr. Pepper.
Question about it, Foghorn. You should sing more songs like that.
Well, that's what my public tells me. You see, my public likes to picture me as a devil-may-care troubadour.
At any rate, my untroubled troubadour, you're a handy man to have around. Pick up your guitar and let's be gay, the South American way.
Let's be gay, the South American way. Let us play, there's a tropical moon. Let us say, Death, I'm your Dolores. Let us play to a tropical tune. There's romance in every glass. Your dark eyes, you're my desire, my heart's a fire like the sunrise. If you say, hey, almost here, it's okay. Let's be gay, the South American way. My desire, my heart's a fire like the sunrise. If you say, hey, almost here, it's okay. Let's be gay, the South American way.
Let's be gay, says the song. And we okay the suggestion.
Right, Don Ford.
Every day should have its lighthearted moments, its moments of pleasure. Otherwise, life is drab and dull. Give yourself those little interludes of joy with Dr. Pepper. sparkling, zestful, keenly good. Dr. Pepper is your drink for spirit-lifting enjoyment and for energy-lifting refreshment. Days of intense effort pass more swiftly, more happily, with less wear and fatigue when you stop briefly for Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, or any time you're hungry, thirsty, and tired. Look at the clock, get a cold dark. You deserve the treat, and you need the lift. Of course, best things sell first. So should your dealer say Dr. Pepper is sold out, make a second try before taking a second best. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra steps.
There's a new kind of dance, a new and down our way. Started out in Texas in a small cafe. Folks all love to hear them play. Texas polka. And before you're admitted to the dancing floor, sheriff looks you over when you reach the door. Makes you park your 44. Texas polka. Every Tom, Dick, Mary, and Alice are going out meeting their dates to do the dance that started in Dallas and wound up sleeping 48 states. It's a sort of a melody that's mighty sweet. Really fairly simple when you get the beat. All you do is stomp your feet. Texas polka.
In around to the music.
What do you mean, Jim Carson? I was conducting.
Oh, why, Foghorn, you're supposed to conduct just the tune twirlers, not the rest of the 10-2-4 music.
Well, you mean I can't give this program the full benefit of all my artistic accomplishments?
Oh, well,
just now, Foghorn, you should concentrate on the tune twirlers.
Yeah?
And give them your best. Your public expects it. Don Forbes, will you set the stage?
Gladly, Martha. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we take you to the Metropolitan Horse Opera, where the distinguished maestro Hugh Foghorn Farr, known to his musical colleagues as E. Flat Farr, is about to conduct the Tune Twirlers Symphony Sextet in a brilliant new gavotte.
Gavotte?
Gavotte else, partner? Now, this gavotte, according to the program footnotes, was written especially by Maestro Foghorn himself, with instrumentation for 4 woodwinds, 1 earwind, the composer himself, conducting and playing the violin. The maestro now enters, mounts the podium, lays down his corncob pipe, and picks up his fiddle. His fiddle has been doing a striptease lately, and now appears without its G-string. The house lights dim, a deep hush falls over the audience. And so the Metropolitan thrills to the first symphonic notes of Maestro Foghorn's new opus, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T. Let's swing, my fiddle's talking. Thank you.
That's swing, my fiddle talking. And very cute, Foghorn.
I like it.
And now, from tunes that twirl to harmonies that hearten, an old Irish lullaby of 30 years ago that Bing Crosby has brought back our way once again. Tooraloo-a-loo. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
With this broadcast, Dr. Pepper starts its fourth consecutive year on the air with our 10-2-4 program. Martha Mears, the Sons of the Pioneers, the Tune Twirlers, all of us have enjoyed bringing you this broadcast series. It's been a high privilege to entertain you under the sponsorship of Dr. Pepper, a drink all of us sincerely believe to be the finest in the world.
And that's straight from the heart.
Friends, in this new fourth year of broadcasting, we're going to do our level best to keep your pleasure in this program high and constant, just as Dr. Pepper keeps your taste pleasure high and constant. So, here's to our fourth year together, you good listeners and us. And if you want to make us happy, as well as yourself, make 10-2-4 time and Dr. Pepper time a regular habit. Always remember, at 10, 2, and 4, look at the clock, get a cold dark.
Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words, that's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other word can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
That's all for now, friends. It's time to be whistling along.
10-2-4 time comes to you from Hollywood, transcribed under the direction of Harry Wayne McMahon. Dr. Pepper also invites you to tune in each Sunday afternoon for Dots for Dough, the network's funniest quiz and situation show.
Tick-tick-tock, 10 o'clock.
Tick-tick-tock, 2 o'clock.
Tick-tick-tock, 4 o'clock.
Look at the clock and get a cold drop when you're hungry, thirsty, and tired.
This is Don Forbes speaking for your Dr. Pepper bottler and saying good luck and good going at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day.
And this is Martha Mears speaking for your Uncle Sam and saying buy war bonds and hold them. Bye.